everything they own gone up in smoke. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That is the nightmare some are living in California and Texas.
It was moving from house to house.
A grass fire sparked by a lawnmower in Balch Springs near Dallas. Up to 20 homes destroyed or damaged. Further west, 55 homes and buildings burned.
We weren't able to get anything out. The clothes on our backs, what we had in our car. I'm wearing donated clothes right now.
That's near Yosemite National Park in California, where 27 square miles have been scorched.
Some good news, actually, here from Mariposa County. Firefighters now appear to be getting a foothold on the Oak Fire. Containment up from 10% to 16% this morning. Some evacuation orders are now being lifted.
That's Max Gordon with Fox Weather. As Russia keeps attacking Ukraine, more airstrikes have hit the Odessa area near ports where grain shipments that have been blocked are supposed to resume after a deal was struck last week. Of course, the U.S. has sanctioned Russia for the invasion and keeps sending military aid to Ukraine, causing a rift with Moscow. And now Russia says after 2024, it will be pulling out of the International Space Station. The U.S. has relied on Russian rockets for rides there, though SpaceX has been sending crews the last few years. President Biden will be working virtually again today, still isolated with COVID.
I'm feeling great. You know, I've had two full nights of sleep all the way through.
But he admits his voice is still raspy. The president hopes to be back working normally later in the week. He was infected with an Omicron subvariant, easier able to evade vaccines and natural immunity, and the CDC just said that BA5 strain is responsible for 82% of recent cases. You may see some long lines at convenience stores today.
I've never seen so many people play lottery.
She works at a store selling tickets in Parma Heights, Ohio. The Mega Millions jackpot, $810 million.
Man, I wish I had even half of that. A portion of it.
America's listening to
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Fox. Schools will not reopen as planned next month in Uvalde, Texas. The school board has postponed the start 3 weeks to early September, and
school district administrators in Uvalde, Texas are suspending the principal at Robb Elementary School, where 19 young students and two teachers were killed by an 18-year-old gunman this past May. Mandy Gutierrez is now on paid leave, according to her attorney. Investigators say both she and an assistant failed to fix a known broken lock on a classroom door at the school. Gutierrez has been with the Uvalde School District for 20 years, but it was her first as principal. Eben Brown, Fox News.
For the fourth month in a row, there were more than 200,000 migrants stopped by Border Patrol in June. Leading Republican lawmakers who went to Eagle Pass, Texas, to again call it a crisis, including Congressman Tony Gonzalez.
What is it going to take for this administration to wake up and turn around and say your policies are broken?
Well, the administration maintains the border is closed. Border Patrol also says in addition to the migrants stopped coming here illegally, more than a half million have gotten away since October.
National Border Patrol Council Vice President Artel Cueto says with the influx of people, they often have to move Border Patrol agents around to help process all the migrants.
So now you're leaving even more gaps in sectors that have for a long time been notorious for the gotaways. You heard the numbers. It's a stunning number, but at the same time, the number is more than likely much higher.
Del Cueto says given how easy it is to be caught, processed, and still released into the country, he wonders about the criminal backgrounds of those who sneak in. While Customs and Border officials have had more than 2 million encounters so far this fiscal year, there was a nearly 14% decline in encounters between May and June of this year. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are falling, suggesting we'll see some drop at the opening bell. Dow futures are down about 118 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.